BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone, and you are listening to BTV News. On the evening of May the 30th, the 15th Nep Binh Dinh Coastal Region Culture and Sport Festival officially opened in Phước Sơn Commune, Đi Phước District. The event is jointly organized by the Binh Dinh Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism and the People's Committee of Đi Phước District. Held biennially, the festival serves as the platform for coastal fishermen across the province to meet, exchange experiences, and strengthen ties through cultural and sporting activities. This year's edition brings together over 400 athletes, performers, and artisans from five delegations representing Tuy Phước, Phu Cát, Phu Mỹ District, Hoài Nhân Town, and Quy Nhơn City. Speaking at the opening ceremony, Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Nguyễn Tử Công Hoàng emphasized that the festival plays an important role in preserving and promoting the traditional cultural values of the coastal communities. He also highlighted its contribution to public awareness, helping foster unity, cultural development, and national territorial integrity and border security through the implementation of the party's guidelines and state policies.
On May the 30th, the Provincial Military Party Committee held a conference to review party inspection, oversight, and disciplinary efforts during the 2020-2025 term. Over the term, party committees and organizations within the Provincial Armed Forces inspected 97 party units and conducted 1,442 reviews of party members. These efforts have helped strengthen discipline and order, foster unity, and enhance the leadership and combat capacity of the party organizations, contributing to building a clean, strong provincial military party committee and a comprehensively strong exemplary armed force. On this occasion, the committee presented certificates of merit to 8 collectives for outstanding performance in party inspection and oversight during the 2020-2025 term.
On the afternoon of May the 30th, the Binh Dinh Provincial Council for Science and Technology convened to review and approve the results of a research project focused on assessing the current status of native tree species planted in special use and protection forests during the 2011-2020 period, as well as proposing solutions to enhance forest management and protection efforts. The project was led by the Binh Dinh Provincial Forest Protection Department. After a period of extensive research, the project team compiled a comprehensive overview of the status and area of native tree plantations in protection and special use forests throughout Binh Dinh during 2011-2020 period. The study also produced detailed maps showing the distribution and current coverage of these forests. The research evaluated the growth, development, and adaptability of native tree species used in afforestation efforts. These findings provide a valuable scientific basis for selecting appropriate species for future forest reforestation and conservation work. The Provincial Council for Science and Technology highly praised the efforts of the research team, recognizing that the project successfully met its objectives. The council voted to officially approve the study with a rating of pass.
On the morning of May the 31st, Coast Guard Region 2 Command, in coordination with the Provincial Police Committee's Commission for Propaganda and Mass Mobilization, organized the I Love My Homeland Seas and Islands contest for students of Nyeongjiao Primary and Secondary School in Gwinyeong City. The event brought together 84 students who competed in a Golden Bell Challenge format, answering questions on basic knowledge about Vietnam's seas and islands, the Vietnam People's Army and Coast Guard, maritime laws and international regulations, anti-crime and anti-drug education in schools, as well as the history of national construction and defense. The organizing board awarded one first prize, one second prize, one third prize, and 10 consolidation prizes to outstanding participants. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.